kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa Melbourne mula sa Toronto, Canada. Mm-hmm. Si Badong, welcome James Roque.
Salamat. Thank you for having me.
Salamat din kahit maulan, dumalaw ka.
Oh nga, sobrang hindi ko alam na ganito ka ulan dito sa Melbourne. I didn't realize it.
Pero sanay ka sa lamig.
Yeah, but no, yung lamig namin sa Toronto, minus 20.
Yeah,
yung
so mas
winter.
Malamig.
Sobrang lamig talaga. Yeah.
So, di ba, ikaw ba yung, nung bata ka, nung tumira kayo sa New Zealand, ikaw ba yung mga na-excite kasi, uy, makakasuot na ako ng jacket?
Yeah, parang novelty pa, di ba, if you move there, they're like, oh my God, ano mo, ang ganda ng puffer ka. I'm like, now I hate it. Like, now I'm like, oh no, I just want it so big.
Tapos di ba, sa Philippines kasi, di ba, pag December, sweater, jumper.
I know. Tapos pag balik kayo dun, alam mo niya na yung totoong winter, if you go there, they're like, ang lamig, you're like, it's like 20 degrees. Malamig na ba to?
Di ba dati dream mo makapag-beanie ka?
Yeah, beanie yung ano yung talagang ano yung picture na White Christmas, di ba? So, like, I don't know, does it snow here in Australia?
In some parts.
Not in Melbourne, though, no.
No. Beanie.
Yeah, so, and I remember nung yung first time na nakita ko yung snow, di ba? Like, if you move to a country that snows, if you don't get that in your home country, parang like, you know, it's a big deal. Talagang wow, you go there.
Kain ka.
Yeah.
Kahit
yeah, you're like, oh, but...
Kinatapakan ka ng mga tao, pero kakainin mo.
Ice candy, oh, like, you know.
Or halo-halo.
Yeah. Yeah, just cut a bit of ube on it, you know. So I remember that, and yeah, that was one of the few memories that I have is the first time nakita ko yung snow dun sa New Zealand.
Kasi 8 years old ka, di ba?
Yeah. Yeah.
At tapos nabanggit mo, ikaw ang uniko iho sa tatlong babae.
Yeah.
What was it like?
To be only boy?
Favorite ka ba?
Sometimes. I really liked it. I think I didn't feel na I didn't get any special treatment, but I actually enjoyed growing up with three ates kasi I feel like now I'm more empathetic towards like parang mga woman's issues and stuff like that.
Siguro the best boyfriend ka.
Oh, sobra talaga. The best talaga. 10 out of 10.
Diba? Kasi
shout out to
yun.
My girlfriend.
Alam mo na kung, uy, ito yung ano, pag masungit sila kasi ganito. Di ba? Or,
my experience now. Yeah.
Pag sinabi nilang, di ba merong stereotype na, pag ang babae daw sinabi, okay lang, hindi okay yun.
Yeah.
Ganun ba yung mga ate mo?
Yeah. For sure. I think also, but like you just get, I don't know, you get more empathetic towards yung mga, like, you know, sometimes mamimit ka mga lalaki na they can't talk about stuff like that.
Feelings.
They can't express themselves. No, but, or they can't also talk about any woman's health stuff.
Yes.
Like if it's to do with
expert
like.
Expert ka
na. Hindi naman expert, but like, I know enough na para like, you know, I don't judge or I don't like, I don't get grossed out. Parang hindi ako nadidiraan, you know.
So,
like,
pwede kang like, utusan ng girlfriend mo pumunta sa Woolies.
Yeah, pubili ng, yeah, of course.
Sanitary napkin.
Yeah, I know. I know what to get.
Kung ano yung pinaka-perfect na brand.
Alam ko yung wings, alam ko lahat yon. Yeah, so I can you know, stuff like that. So I really love that. And I also think now mas comfortable ako around like girls and women because and I actually find most of my friend group ko, I'm like sometimes I look around, I'm like
so ikaw yung, ikaw yung best friend.
Yeah.
So meron bang ano sa pressure sa family mo dahil only boy ka? Diba sa mga Pinoy families si James Roque siya yung magdadala ng pangalan ko.
So I'm gonna be honest. I hadn't thought about that until now, and now, oh my gosh!
Diba? Tayo mga Pinoy.
Yeah.
Kailangan meron akong anak na lalaki.
Yung family name.
Oh, para itayo yung bandila ng mga Roque.
Yung dynasty namin.
No, magpapatuloy ang lahi ko.
Yeah,
may pressure
I guess so.
Ka ba? Tinatanong ka ba kailan ka mag-aasawa?
Mom, did you send her to ask this? What's literally every day now. So I'm 34 for context. I know a lot of people will be watching this being like 24 but I thought 25. I'm 34. And so now I'm at an age
hindi
where
hindi ka na bumabata.
What's that?
Hindi ka na bumabata sasabihin sa'yo ng nanay mo.
Yeah. They're like every day. TikTok.
May bahay ka na. So yeah. Kailangan ngayon merong mag-asawa ka na tas mag
My mom is literally like, TikTok, ginagawa mo. TikTok yung clock mo. Mag-baby ka na. That's what I get. No, every day whenever I visit my parents, talaga like the other day I was just like eating my lunch, nakain ako sa table. Tapos biglang out of nowhere, you know, but don't 35 ka na next year. And I'm like, I already know where this is going, bro.
Mo, pero mami, yung babae naman yung may biological clock. Hindi yeah,
I know. I don't expire. No.
May apo na ba sila?
Yeah, yeah, but not from me. But yung...
Kasi si Badong yun eh.
I know.
Okay.
My eldest sister, she has two kids. My niece and nephew, who I love. And then my youngest sister... is about to have a baby herself.
Wow.
So yeah.
Perfect tito ka pala.
Yeah. I think I'm a fun tito. You know, sometimes you get like a fun tito na...
Sikat pa.
Oh, big... that's a lot of pressure. I don't know if I want to wear that word sikat right now, but you know, it's there.
But na-mention mo sa previous interview na tinanong ka, bakit ayaw mo mag-doktor?
Yeah.
So, ano ngayon ang reaction ng magulang mo na pag ginoogle si James Roque, madaming picture niya at video niya ang lalabas sa Google.
They still say, bakit hindi yun nakasuot ng scrubs? No. So, I talked about this in a lot of my shows and my stand-up, but when I first started doing comedy, was this like 2009 was when I started. Siyempre, yung impression nila, like, totoong job ba yan? Will you be able to support yourself? Like,
walang
you know,
pera dyan.
Walang pera yan. Like, you know, we moved here. We made all these sacrifices for you. Tapos, like, you're gonna throw it away. Parang, like, ano, joke lang. Like, you know. But I think eventually I stuck with it. And I got to a level where they could see that, one, binabayaran ako to do comedy. So that was like enough for them to go, oh, okay, he's supporting himself with this.
Hindi na ako humihingi ng pera.
Bro. Like I get shy if I'm like, no, I'm too proud. Like, I need to, especially for me, I think it means a lot to me that I can support myself with what I do. One, there's that. But then two, I think nakita nila na masaya ako mag, like, when I'm on stage, when I'm doing comedy, you know. And I think... We both, I talked about this in my last, one of my previous shows, Legal Alien, but we both realized, my parents and I, we realized that yung gusto namin, pareho lang, like we just want me to be happy and to be content and to have a stable life. And then, but we just have different opinions of what happiness looks like. You know what I mean?
And, stable looks like.
Well, what stable looks like. Because I think a lot of immigrant families and parent and kid dynamic, they have the similar dynamic of like, you know, oh, you should be this. And then the kid, like, wants to be something else and wants to express themselves. And I think if you find out that you both want the same thing, you're just coming at it from different perspectives.
Like kayo ng common ground.
Yeah. Just find that, and then I think you can find it. Because I think for my parents now, they realize that yung definition of happiness nila is to have a roof over your head, to be able to support your family if you have a family, all these things.
Meron kang investment property.
Like, you're set, you know? Yeah. But I think yung my generation na yung definition ng happiness is to be able to be an independent and express yourself, have a personality, because they don't need to worry about that because their parents already made did the hard yards for them. And so I actually think na by my parents doing everything they can to set me up, I'm privileged enough. They gave me the privilege to be able to choose kung anong career gusto kong gawin, you know? And I think by not exercising that privilege, that is actually what's throwing that away. Do you know what I mean? So I think by locking in and just going and not honoring that sacrifice that they made by really being who I am and who expressing myself, you that's the true waste, you know? And so So that's why everything I do, whether it's stand-up, social media, everything, like, I'm like, I gotta give this 100. Kasi, you know, my parents did so much for me when I was a kid. And so, yeah, I want to make it worth it for them.
At saka, pinapasikat mo rin yung pangalan na Roque, di ba?
Trying to. That's the second time you use the sikat word, ate, ha? Baka mamaya.
Di ba? Kasi yung sa atin, sa mga Pinoy, mahalaga yung ano eh. You create a name for yourself. Mm. Kung anumang larangan yung piliin mo. Kung maging doktor ka, ikaw yung pinakamagaling na doktor.
Yeah.
Kung beautician ka, magiging parang Ricky Reyes ka, hindi kay Jun Encarnacion. Diba?
Yeah.
So, best version of yourself. Nandun ka dapat sa top tier.
Yeah.
And yun yung definition ng wow.
Yeah. And like, I joke about it, like, you know, I say, my parents wanted to be a nurse, whatever, which is like, you know, stereotypical and stuff. But the reality is now that yung mom and dad are like my biggest supporters. Sila talaga yung biggest cheerleaders ko. Like,
and how does that feel?
Really, it's really nice. It's really, really lovely that they recognize that everything I'm doing is to honor what they've done for me. You know what I mean? Like, because now my dad will brag to me about, you know, how many times na pinanood niya yung special ko sa YouTube. They're like, oh, you know, badong, napanood ko yun 10 times.
I was like, at saka yung, uy, mga kaibigan ko nung high school, pinapanood ka.
Yeah. You know?
And yung fact na pinapanood ka 10 times yung isang special mo, di ba? Yeah. Big deal yun.
Yeah, and actually, it's got to the point na medyo inappropriate na kasi they'll have like a prayer meeting at their house. The older prayer group is there. They're like, you know a prayer meeting. Yes. They're just like very quiet and stuff. And then after they're done, nandun pa rin sila sa sala, and then out of nowhere, my dad will just put the special on. And you know, my comedy is mostly family friendly, but there's
it's
some stuff
for prayer meeting
no,
sessions.
There's some stuff in there that you
oh,
don't
hindi
want.
Siya pang prayer meeting.
No, and so and sometimes gagawin niya yun, and I'm in the kitchen, like I'm drinking water, and he's like, ah, and then he'll put it on. And I'm like, oh my gosh, and I have to just sit there, and I'm like awkward, like.
Tago ka na sa kwarto.
I know, like I just lower myself like that and hide, you know. But
nagbibigay ba sila ng tips? Uy, ito magandang joke to. Gawin mo tong joke na to.
No, but I do. My mom always says like, uy, bilis mo naman magsalita. Slow down ka naman. She's always like, ano ba yung mukha mo? Ginagawa mo sa mukha mo? Like, because I always like, I'm very expressive yes. when I do stand. I'm like, you know, I do that and stuff.
But you have to, do
I know. Well, that's part of the performance, you know. And she's like, relax on mukha mo. Because I think she's always like, you go like that. Ano ba yan? Like, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm just, that's just what my face is doing. I don't think about it.
Nung bata ka ba, ikaw yung komedyante sa pamilya?
I think so. I think, it's really funny because I feel like, how you remember your childhood sometimes is like a warped version of what it actually was. You know what I mean? Like sometimes, like I think, like oh no, I was really quiet and shy. Like I was really a shy kid and stuff.
Pero yung one-liner, yung punchline mo, tatawa na lahat.
No, but I think I was a shy kid and I was very quiet. But then I look at old pictures that my parents have, yung mga photo albums na sa bahay, and I look at it. And all my pictures is like, and I'm like, oh no, I was that. Yeah, I was the clown. I've been the clown the whole time, but I just didn't think of it. You know what I mean? I just was just, that was just who I was. And then I think once I got over the shyness, then that could come out and be, you know, be free.
Ikaw ba yung anak na nung galit na yung mga, kasi ako yung mga anak ko, dahil lumaki sila dito, pinanganak sila dito. Mm-hmm. Pag galit na ako, papagalit ako sila. Pero makakapos yung English ko eh.
Yeah.
So ikaw ba yung
like
anak
yeah.
na pag galit na yung mga magulang mo, dahil kinakapos din ba sila? Tapos pag kinakapos sila, napapatawa mo ba sila?
Oh, to like, to para calm them down? Or
yes.
Like,
yung,
nah. No, once pag na-cross na yung mama ko dun sa talagang territory na hindi na marunong mag-English but like so blood red mad with na sobrang galit na. No going
na.
Back, bro. That's Incredible Hulk territory. That's you can't go back. Wala, no matter what you say, you can't.
As a girlfriend mo.
Yeah.
Napapatawa mo ba yung partner mo pag galit na siya sa iyo?
Oh yeah, all the time. That's easy.
Sa madali lang.
Yeah,
sa
that's
madali
easy.
Pala kayong magbate.
Eh, sobrang charming ako, ate. 100%. 10 yeah. out of 10.
So, sa susunod na bisita mo dito sa SBS Melbourne, Badong,
yeah.
Bibigyan mo na ba ng apo ang nanay at tatay mo?
Mom, did you send ate to come and ask this on, like, Australian radio?
Maraming salamat, James Badong Roque Champorado, Australia-wide.
Yeah.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.